boogie train. It's a boogie thing.
Oh, it's a boogie thing. Welcome back, folks. All right, so in Article 10, we eliminated the use of bogus affidavits, which have been used to accuse us of all kinds of bogus crimes. Article 11, no man or woman shall be made to stand for crimes against the United States of America, circa 1787, the United States of America with a small u, or any derivatives thereof, with the exception of espionage, sabotage, insurrection, treason, destruction of United States property, interference with the mails, and frauds against the United States. Now, I realize that frauds against the United States leaves wide opening for some prosecutors, but this is in context of all the other changes that are ongoing in the courts of this land. And when phase two is unveiled, you'll see how extensive they really are. But even reading it now, my own brain says maybe I'll revisit that before we certify the final copy. Nonetheless, as you see, we are taking the courts back, the United States courts, the free American Republic courts. That's a different story. But United States courts are no longer going to be prosecuting civil rights and this and that and the other thing, and health, education, and welfare department of violations and all that kind of garbage. Now, that may scare some people. No civil rights prosecutions. No. It's a good thing. It will get the United States out of your lives, and you won't need it to protect your civil rights, because you'll have divine privileges respected by the United States. The greatest violator of your rights is the United States. And if you're having a problem at the local level, well, that's why we have the de jure grand juries. We're not going to let these institutions anymore run rampant over people's rights. There will be dignity. There should be dignity for every single American. The Messiah would have it no other way. We cannot take people because they're of a different skin color, because they're of a different heritage, and treat them as less than men and women. If we do, all we've done is condemned ourselves to eternal damnation. We can't do it. We must rise above our instincts into the higher plane that was established when the Messiah came to this earth and told us that he was offering his life and his death to absolve us of our sins. That sacrifice sets the tone for everything that we need to do. All right. I was on, number 12. The admiralty and maritime law venues throughout the republics shall be strictly limited to cases involving military personnel and or non-criminal cases concerning controversies of property or freeholdings arising on the high seas pursuant to the Constitution for the United States, circa 1787. In other words, the admiralty maritime nightmare is over. May be redundant to something we said earlier, but everything that's important in law is going to be stated in this manifesto individually. Article 13. No property or freeholdings in possession of a member of the sovereign people shall be seized or confiscated without all due process of law, and in no case for failure to exhibit to an agent of the state a state-issued license or other confession of subject class citizenship. Excuse me, officer. I am a duly identified member of the sovereign people and one of the guardians of the Free Republic's militia. So I'm terminating our conversation. Do you have any questions? Very good. It goes on to say the use of all necessary force to repel such unlawful action is recognized as a divine right to each member of the sovereign people, and without fear of prosecution or criminal liability. It is a self-confessed tort and the high crime of enticement into slavery for anyone to prosecute such lawful invocation of the divine right of self-preservation. In other words, seize not what is mine when I identify myself as a member of the sovereign people. 14. No man or woman shall be subject to a criminal or quasi-criminal action or investigation regarding matters of taxation or issues derivative thereof, such as failure to pay, failure to file, obstruction, and or conspiracy. Each member of the sovereign people preserving at all times free choice to tithe or not at his or her own discretion. Now, I'm going to flesh that out to have some criminal penalties for such prosecutions. I didn't because I know they're going to end. But nonetheless, I think we'll include it as part of our permanent document. 15. Excuse me, folks. No man or woman shall be removed from his or her land on petition of a lender, banking or financial institution, service institution thereof, or other promoter of usury without presentment of the original contract bearing the wedding signature of the alleged debtors, comma, proof of full disclosure antecedent to all purported contracts of liability, comma, and a statement of account from the purported creditor of record certified true, correct, and complete under full commercial liability and penalty of perjury, demonstrating the source of the funds at issue, the source of the credit, and all journal entries denoting the deposit of all instruments pertaining to creation of and payment of the debt. Period. Lenders are hereby required to accept for payment instruments of essentially the same type used to create the liability. It is a self-confessed tort and the high crime of piracy to seize land. Excuse me, that shouldn't say to seize land. That should say to, excuse me, it should say to seize land absent these. I apologize for that. And the high crime of piracy to seize land absent these most basic elements of due process and evidence of informed consent to liability. In other words, no seizures without full disclosure, or else you've committed the high crime of piracy. And it goes on to say, as to pertaining to your land, the use of all necessary force to repel such unlawful seizure is recognized as a divine right of each member of the sovereign people, and without fear of prosecution or criminal liability, it is a self-confessed tort and the high crime of enticement into slavery, blah, blah, blah. You've heard that three times now. In other words, no prosecutor, if a prosecutor should attempt to prosecute us, he is committing the high crime of enticement if we are merely repelling people from seizing our land who have not proven that they provided full disclosure. Article 16. No member of the sovereign people shall be compelled to enter or cross the bar, semicolon, any such attempt comprising the high crimes of enticement into slavery and treason, requiring immediate removal from the bench and referral for grand jury presentment. Should say removal of the judicial officer from the bench. How about of the presiding? From the bench and referral for grand jury presentment. The use of all necessary force to repel such unlawful action is recognized as a divine right, and you know how the rest of that statement goes. So if anyone were to attempt to force you in front of the bar, you would have as much right to defend yourself as they now currently believe they have the right to force you inside the bar. All of this is window dressing for the fact that those things won't be happening anymore. Start watching your courtrooms, folks, for the replacement of the maritime flags with the United States flag. Number 17. As compelling men and women to cast witness against themselves has become the primary prosecutorial tool for criminal and civil adjudication by the United States Federal Corporation and by incorporated policy enforcement personnel throughout America, comma, Compelling self-witness is deemed a high crime against mankind. Any party compelling another to cast witness and who denies such criminality upon inquiry by the intended victim is deemed to have confessed to the high crime of enticement into slavery and waived all rights of appeal. So, excuse me, is that question designed to get me to confess to casting witness against myself? And what the prosecutor should be saying is, oh, you're right. I apologize for that infraction. Very good. I forgive you. Is there anything else you wish to ask me? No, there isn't. You have a wonderful day. That's how it should go if they're following the Constitution. That's the way it will go shortly. Let's see. Number 18. Oh, by the way, it goes on to say they've waived all rights of appeal. That's important. That makes it a self-authenticating confession of judgment. And the mere transcript taken to the clerk of court is enough to process a tort, as you will see. 18. For purposes of administering the law throughout the United States of America, circa 1787, the United States of America with a small u, all derivatives thereof, and all of the free American republics, in other words, for purposes of administering the law in all of those venues, the term, quote, attorney, unquote, shall mean agent, comma, every man or woman being an attorney who is so appointed by another. Sir, are you an attorney? You bet I am. Are you an attorney or are you an attorney at law? If you Google online Bouvier's Law Dictionary, Bouvier apostrophe S, and look up the term attorney, that's a law dictionary, not a legal dictionary, you will find that the term attorney has always meant agent, and that's a subject we've spoken about in detail on this program many times. Number 19. Oh, by the way, number 18, what we're doing now is putting to rest this bogus artifact that it takes an attorney at law to represent someone competently and that people do not have the right to choose their own counsel. My goodness, if there was ever a confession that the court system is all about preserving the bar association, that is it. And of course, being lawyers, they can argue that it is for the protection of the people, that they would have competent representation, when in fact all the job of the attorney comprises is getting you to confess to being the defendant. And if you don't believe me, ask Larry Beecraft. I remember a particular case. This was a case Sam Davis was working on, where the fellow had been prompted at a sentencing hearing as to how to handle it. Larry and another attorney on either side of him lifted him by his elbows and said, "This is the defendant." Imagine that. Now, I don't have any malice to Larry for doing that. He knows no better. He's been taught as an attorney, and he believes it. But if an attorney had ever done that to me, I would have arrested him on the spot right there, and you would have watched the people flee from that courtroom. I am arresting him for assault. I did not give him permission to touch me, to lift me, or to confess me into this jurisdiction. In fact, I'm arresting him for enticement into slavery. So all of that nonsense ends. There will be attorneys at law, hundreds of thousands of them, but they won't be able to practice in law. They'll be available to those who choose to remain chattel property of the United States. And we have pledged in our cover letter to the governors that the sovereign people will not impose our will on others. So those who continue to wish to be accepting scraps from the table as subjects and residents and citizens, or as one person who claimed to be sovereign sent me in an email, a voter of the United States can still enjoy those privileges, liabilities, and obligations. That's their business. It's not our job to tend someone else's garden. That's why the Restore America plan is a threat to no one and should never become one. Number 19. no man or woman shall be barred, coerced, or inhibited from using the attorney of his or her own choice in matters of the law, comma, his or her private affairs, comma, or defending against the trespasses and charges of the state, period. Any such inhibition of the free choice of counsel comprises the high crime of enticement into slavery, requiring immediate removal from the bench and referral for grand jury presentment. We're going to flesh some of these out to include tort claims as well. 20. Any judge or presiding judicial officer who refuses to prove jurisdiction on the record upon request shall be confessing to criminal impersonation of a judicial officer and immediately removed from the bench. Refusal to step down comprises the high crime of enticement into slavery. In other words, he's he's confessing to the fact that he is superior to you, that you are his subject, and that he can commit crimes against you at will. That is a situation of involuntary peonage, enticement into slavery. And it goes on to say, requiring permanent removal from the bench and referral for grand jury presentment, the use of all necessary force to repel such unlawful judicial impersonation and escort the offender from the courthouse is recognized as a divine right to each member of the sovereign people and without fear of prosecution or criminal liability. It is a self-confessed tort and the high crime of enticement into slavery for anyone to prosecute such lawful invocation of the divine right of self-preservation. In other words, the use of all necessary force to repel such unlawful judicial impersonation and to escort the offender from the courthouse is preserved in the manifest, as your divine right. And that's as it should be, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that leaves us with 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25. I hear music in the background. Let me quickly read you 22. The courts of the free American republics and of the United States of America circa 1787 shall at all times be subservient to the sovereign people and their de jure grand juries lawfully assembled on the land. That speaks for itself. We'll have the other three or four articles when we return.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half